In 2008 to 2011, we had 4 women in the house, which is a very big number compared to some other Pacific islands. And now this year is another very interesting year for the women of Niue, that they have come forward because the women want to be counted. The women now can see where they are heading. They are well educated. And then most of the women in Niue, I mean those in the public service, are heads of departments. And that is one reason that this year 10 women went into the polls and 4 are successful. We're still waiting for the 4th one.
There's actually a tie. How are they going to break that tie?
The tie is going to be picked out of the hat. And that has been going on for a long time with our other members. But now there are 4 women already in Parliament. But if that other women came out with a win, that means we have 5 women in the House.
That would be 25% of the entire whānau.
Yes.
That would be a record.
That would be a record. That would be a record. So I went up today to the Justice Department to just find out when they're going to do that. The picking out of the hat, it's like a raffle sort of thing. We don't like it, but then that is what they have done for us. That has been going on for a long time.
Why do you think so many women have been elected this time? Has anything changed? Is anything different?
Well, it's only this year that the government has decided to raise the salaries of members of parliament. I started in 1999 when the salary was only 11,000 for the MPs. And this year the government has just raised the salaries to $30,000, which is the highest. That is the highest ever since. To me, the salary is not very attractive for the public service, especially the women in the public service. But now, I'm sure that is one reason why the women want to run, and that is happening.
Was there any resistance to women running or any resistance to women in politics in Niue, or has it always been pretty straightforward for women?
It is pretty straightforward. There are 20 members in the House, 14 from constituencies and 6 from the common role. So the women are running on the common role. That is, the common role seats can be challenged by any women or any men. So women are allowed to do that. That is why it's making it easy for our women here to just put their names in and then go on the election.
Do you think that the presence of so many women in Niue's whānau will make a difference in politics? Or are women just, you know, politicians the same as the male politician?
I think there will be a big difference if more women are in the House. I think it will be a big change to have more women in the House, because women has a different insight to what they want for the women in Niue. Sometimes the government overlooked what the women are asking for themselves, for their communities, for the work they have done so much for each village. And now this is one time that the women are thinking, we can do this. We can speak for ourselves. We can raise the issues that has not been raised by the men. And that is one reason why I think that changing more women in the House will make a very positive decision-making for the women here.
I can't help noticing your last name is Tukui Tonga. Are you by any chance related to Dr. Colin Tukui Tonga, the head of the Pacific community?
Oh, yes. He's my nephew. He's my son. I always call him my son. He's my nephew. He's now in New Caledonia, SPC. I'm related to him. Dr. Colin has done himself well and should be recognized for all the work he has done for the Pacific, for New Zealand. He has done so much for us, for the Pacific, and I'm proud of him.